All right. Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. Drivers across mid-Michigan faced multiple traffic slowdowns this week after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. The Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, reported several incidents on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near the M81 exit that temporarily shut down southbound lanes before reopening. One of the incidents was a semi-truck roll over in a ditch on I-75 near South Saginaw. And feet in front of that incident was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac County and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County, after US 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. In Genesee County, an accident on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb, multiple vehicles were reported off roadways, in ditches, and in farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region. And a collaborative effort is underway in Michigan to protect the state's bat species, many of which inhabit abandoned mines in the UP. The Keweenaw Bay Indian community led the 2024 Bat Blitz, bringing together federal, state, and tribal biologists to train in bat monitoring and conservation techniques. Michigan bats face serious threats, including habitat loss and white nose syndrome, which is a fungal disease that has killed an estimated 90% of the state's hibernating bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and agriculture, consuming thousands of insects nightly and reducing the need for pesticides. During the blitz, researchers safely captured, examined, and released bats, with some fitted with temporary tracking devices to study their movements and roosting habits. The initiative also supports efforts to protect maternity roosts and educate field teams. Experts stress that public support is crucial, from reducing pesticide use to reporting bat roosts. Another bat blitz is planned for later this year to expand tribal participation and strengthen conservation partnerships. A retired Saginaw teacher who worked as a substitute was sentenced this week for assaulting a young student at an elementary school more than a year ago. Court records show 72-year-old Charlene Bodeford received 6 months of probation, a $500 fine, and must complete anger management following a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor assault charge. The plea deal led prosecutors to drop a more serious child abuse count. The charge stemmed from an October 2024 incident at Stone Elementary School, where surveillance video captured Bodeford kicking and stepping on a six-year-old boy lying in a hallway before pushing him down the corridor. During sentencing, Saginaw County District Judge Elian Feichner barred Bodeford from having contact with the victim or working in any role involving children. Bodeford apologized in court for her actions. Saginaw Public Schools confirmed Bodeford had retired in 2013 and was employed through a substitute teacher staffing agency at the time of the incident.
A new day brings new possibilities, and it all starts from the ground up. If you're considering new flooring for your home or office, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Visit their showroom and get inspired with the many flooring choices available. From rustic modern oak that adds warmth and character to smooth, timeless maple that brightens any room, Popham Flooring offers hardwood options designed for the way you live today. Looking for something bold, durable, and beautiful? Explore Popham's wide selection of tile flooring, perfect for kitchens, bathrooms, entryways, and more. Whether you're building, remodeling, or refreshing your space, Popham Flooring will help you choose the perfect flooring, one that fits your style, your home, and your future. Stop in and visit Popham Flooring today, where quality, craftsmanship, and new beginnings come together. Popham Flooring is located west of Bad Axe on M25, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358.
And a former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwalt on January 15th, and a judge for a circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Health Care Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. And a house fire in St. Clair Township early Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman, according to local authorities. Deputies were called to a home on a 4300 block of Yankee Road around 2:20 a.m. after reports that people were still inside the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters with the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital by Tri-Hospital EMS, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.